I'm Scott Catoon, and welcome to Technori. We have numerous guests that have been on in the past, as well as this week, who talk about education. Education is an issue for me that I have always been very passionate about. And today we're going to find out how is there a way to make a quality education go beyond just the zip code of where the kid lives. And with me is going to be Shaylee Barnwall.
Hey, Scott.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And she's going to help us sort of understand what's going on here. How does this work? So why don't you kind of introduce yourself first and then sort of introduce your businesses and how we're changing the world.
I'm the founder of Elevate K-12 and ClassBlocks. I started the company around 6 to 7 years back with a grant from Sam Zell while I was in school. And the primary purpose of starting the company was I was born and raised in India. I came to U.S. for the first time in 2005. And when I came here, I joined the Junior Achievement Program as a part of just working with the schools here. That's the time when I first realized the difference between the Asian and the U.S. K-12 education system. I know there's a lot of talk about testing. I know there's a lot of talk about kids failing the tests. But one of the primary things that I saw was in U.S., a lot of K-12 education is focused on what's happening in the classroom, in the school. Whereas when you look at Asia, a lot of K-12 education is beyond what happens in the school and in the classroom. It's when you go to these cram schools, these coaching centers and teaching centers for small group instruction. My idea was, and what I started as an internship project was, for the kids who are in the school and failing, give them an opportunity to have an online intervention as an extra instruction inside the school, but with the best instructors in the country. Now, teachers in the classroom are already overburdened because there's a lot going on.
Sure.
So what we did was we hired, and we currently have around 600 K-12 teachers that work with us across the country who teach these kids who come to the school and then learn with our instructors. So since we've gotten started, we've impacted around 30,000 K-12 kids. We've given over 1 million hours of online instruction. With this success, we're now launching ClassBlocks, where a parent at home would be able to come online to ClassBlocks and look for different classes for their child. Now, it's not just homework help. Homework help is when a self-motivated child has a question, comes and asks it. We want structure, rigor, accountability, and outcomes to be a main focus. So you can come in and buy a class either in, you know, academic content areas like math, reading, test prep, or even life readiness skills like how to be an entrepreneur, like one of our classes, fashion designing, speak Mandarin, speak Spanish, different kinds of things that you may not probably get in a regular classroom. So this becomes your secondary classroom beyond school.
Well, I have to say, I mean, we kind of talked this before we got into the show, but what Technori, you know, represents is the third largest monthly showcase for startup companies in the country is, in my mind, there's obviously an element of entertainment. I hope that people find the show entertaining, but a big part of it is education. And one of the initiatives that we're going to be pushing forward was actually, you check two boxes in this one. One is female founders, which you founded numerous things, including this, which is fantastic. The second one is that we want to be able to provide sort of an educational experience for kids that I think, you know, I didn't get it in school for sure. I mean, I went through like the normal, you know, U.S. style K-12. It was just like, you know, everyone's it's like a machine belt. Everyone's standing in line, and the ones that don't fit in the little block, then they kind of fall off the side. And I fell off the side and had to find my own kind of way. I think if we can provide them with things outside of schools and opportunities, in this particular case for me, it's entrepreneurship and startups. If I can give them a place to watch and inspire themselves to do new things, that's fantastic. If you can offer a platform where you can give them many, many things, and it's not just entrepreneurship, I think that you're going to raise more well-rounded kids, which is great. You're going to raise maybe more, they'll have a more depth to their education, which is great. But really the biggest thing is that they will have a place to learn on their own and find their way, which I think is like kind of game-changing.
Very true. And one of the conversations that as I meet with the educators around the world has been, is it more important to get the kids' tests ready, or is it more important to get the kids' life and career ready?
Can I answer that? Life ready?
Yeah, totally. And if we all go back to, like, I'm a, you know, mechanical engineer. Yeah. But that's not what I'm really doing. Did that give me some functional analytical background? Yeah, maybe. But I knew it very well since a child that I was creative.
Yeah.
You know, art was important to me. Creation was important to me. If fostered at the right age, I think kids are going to enjoy, complete college, complete all of those things, but they will find their passion at an early age.
I think it's massively important that I honestly think, like, not to go off on a soapbox here, but I really do think that we're at a crossroads educationally, and I think everybody knows that. They maybe don't want to talk about it. The government certainly does, because they are feeling the hurt of all the debt that's not being paid back. The schools charge a ton of money. I think that half the schools in Illinois should be shut down. I don't mean shut down like closed, but shut down and then turned around to be whatever the focus is. Pick a focus. You can't send every kid to just a ubiquitous university experience and just expect that they're all going to find their way. You know, I think that if I would have had K through 12 in particular, the ability to have someone say, hey, you know, I don't know, you may not like this, but give it a whirl. And then, yeah, that's not for me. And you sort of like find your way and participate outside of the natural scholastic environment, that I would have found what I'm good at and what I'm passionate about much sooner. And then my track would have been direct instead of wasting $20,000 here and there on years of schooling, you know, 20 here and 30 there, whatever this class, you know, every year you spend not studying what you're going to use is a waste.
Very, very true. And many a times as a child, until you're in grade 12, you may still not be very sure on what you really want to do. That's the reason it's extremely important for parents to give their kids opportunities to try different kinds of things. Try a little bit of how do you want to be a chef, some more vocational classes. Apart from that, even kids who would need just some kind of support beyond school, it's important that parents start realizing and talking about, is school the only thing for my child? It is still the most important thing. It's a primary thing because your network and social connections are formed there. But yeah, if there's a way to start talking about early on what you really like, I think that's going to make people want to complete college and also find success after college to be successful.
I 100% agree. And I also think that it makes them a more well-rounded individual as they get older. Obviously, it's an obvious thing, right, that they're more well-rounded in that schooling experience because they're getting more exposure. But long term, at least for me, I had no interest in, like, other than I like biographies. That was the only thing I ever like always liked. I didn't have any interest in learning about science and learning about math and learning about technology and engineering and things like, I didn't care. Like, I just didn't. And now I actually pursue them because once I found that niche that I loved, it was like, I learned it and I was like, wow, to find something you're passionate about, I bet there's other things I'm passionate about. And then I started pursuing other things because I had the confidence to do it and figured, you know, I could do whatever I want. And that's what this brings you. You become a life learner.
It's absolutely true. And that's what I tell my team all the time. When we are in the education technology space, a student for us is not K-12. Our goals is a learner is when you're conceived to the day you die. Because the day you decide I'm done and I'm not learning,
yep,
is the day you kill yourself inside.
Yep.
Every day you learn something that helps you achieve the next step and helps you take calculated risks in life, which is very important.
I think it is massively important. And I also think that people just as a whole, you know, and it's self-perpetuating too. So if you decide that I want to be this person, I want to do this, and then you start doing it, then you feel confident about doing the next step and the next step. And oh, by the way, along the way, you had a family and you've got a kid who's watching you. And so that kid now sees that the importance of this. And I just think that we are in a position right now, particularly in this country, I'm sure worldwide there's education issues everywhere, but in the United States right now, we are in a position where if we don't change the way that people are consuming and the way that they pursue education, and I'm not going to pick on the Kardashians, though I want to, like, stop watching. That can't be the only interest. Like, I feel like it's ridiculous. I feel like people are only watching that stuff because they haven't found their interest. You're just bored. So that makes sense that these, like, people are on TV. Like, we watch it. I promise you. I'm not a boring person and I don't watch that kind of stuff. If you find what you're into, I think that you will be a more rewarding to meet, and you'll have a more rewarding life.
And, you know, frankly, I call it a primary pursuit in life.
Yeah.
Everybody has a passion, but unfortunately for some of us, we don't realize that passion until it's too late.
Yeah.
And then we feel it's too old, and it's actually never late to find your true passion. You may have certain family commitments that may stop you from following your passion.
You may not be able to do it professionally, but you can still practice it and enjoy and find peace exactly. and happiness in your life.
But for the next generation, when yeah. we look at what's coming next, it's important for us to start looking into our K-12 students and seeing how we can infuse those opportunities for them to find their passion earlier.
Where do we send the parents to make sure that these kids get in this like now?
Okay, so www.classblocks.com. That's classblox.com.
Okay. And is there any other places, social media, and places that people can get involved?
Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. It's, you know, ClassBlocks is a handle for all of those. Primarily right now, we have our summer classes on. And, you know, parents can come explore the different classes that are available for kids to take online. And the kids, so even if you're going to the Bahamas for a summer, family holiday, your child can still be at the beach and take a class with an instructor.
Yep.
So they're not...
So it's like a MOOC system online.
It is a completely online live instructor yep. system online. So the instructor, there's a live instructor somewhere in the U.S.
Future of education.
Future of education. In fact, one of the things that we're working on is we're partnering with some schools in China where American instructors don't need to travel to South Korea and China to teach English anymore. They can be at home and teach a live class through video teaching. And that's going to be our next pilot in June.
I literally take about once a month I sign up for a Coursera class from either Stanford, nice. Northwestern, things like that. So mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of it. I've learned a lot, probably more online than I did while I was actually there.
It's all about being a constant learner, always.
You have to be. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just, I mean, I don't even know. I just feel more alive. I know you know more. People got to read. Learn to read, people.
Passion, yeah.
Seriously. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This was awesome. Are there any other events or anything that people can come to or should know about? Anything? I'm trying to plug the hell out of you. Anything.
Sure. Firstly, Scott, thank you so much for having us here.
Of course.
And congratulations on your new role. I know under your leadership, Technori is going to be super awesome.
I get a plug for once. On my own show, I get a plug. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
Sure. And go to classblocks.com. And I think there you would get all the information for the parents on what are the different kinds of classes. And you have a question, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and we'll be happy to connect with you. And we are a Chicago-based company. Grew out of Chicago, growing
more
in Chicago.
To check
Very
it out.
Excited about that.
More
totally.
Reason. Thank you so much. You can watch this episode and more on the Advisor TV. You can stream us on the WGN Plus and River Radio app or download each episode of Technori on iTunes. Remember to follow us at Technori and follow me at Kitun, KITUN. Boom, that's a wrap.